for the special message and song. It's always a joy at Christmas time to be able to hear special music about our Lord. And Christmas time is my very favorite time of the year. And I certainly thank the Lord for the opportunity to be with family and friends and church, be able to come and worship the Lord together tonight. Take your Bibles, if you would, and I want you to turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 5. I want to give you a thought tonight about this very special time of the year that I trust God will challenge all of us. There's so much that goes on around Christmas time, and so little of our busy activity we focus upon the child who was born during Christmas time. And I hope that you'll take the time with friends, family, and all that's going on to be able to spend the time to be able to focus upon Christmas and have the right attitude about Christmas that will please the Lord and certainly give Him all that is due His holy name. Appreciate Pastor. Pray for him as he's had a little dental work. And I told the dentist to work on him real hard so I could preach tonight. And he did just that. But, Mark chapter 5, I'd like to begin reading in verse number 15. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it beheld to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed, and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this night, this Christmas Eve, this time that we take and set aside to be able to celebrate the birth of our Savior. And Father, we have so much to be thankful for tonight, and certainly those of us who are saved and here tonight, and our lives are what they are today because of what Jesus has done in and through us. And I pray during this Christmas season that we might focus our attention upon Him. I realize there's so much going on here today, and lives are busy, and we're involved in so many things. But help us to focus upon our great God and think about how much He's done for each of us. I pray you'll bless tonight, that you take me as your servant, cleanse me of any sin, empty me of self, fill me with thine Holy Spirit. You bless the preaching of God's holy word. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for standing. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 5, in the beginning of this chapter, the attention is focused upon the story of a poor, wretched man possessed with demons. As a matter of fact, he was so bad off, he was a very terror to society. His life was a total mess. They tried everything they could to be able to get him and restrain him from all the activities that were going on in his life. But no matter how much they tried to contain him and restrain him, nothing could be done until he met Jesus. As a matter of fact, we oftentimes look at this maniac, and we think about how bad he is, and the fact that he came to Jesus, and Jesus made a difference in his life. If we were to be honest tonight and take a few moments and focus upon ourselves, we may not have been running through the cemetery, we may not have been taking off all of our clothes and really acting up like he did. But if we're honest tonight, we were in sin and we were really a mess to society until we met Jesus. What a difference he made in this man's life. We know the story. It talks about the fact that he came to Jesus and he fell down and is said to worship him, not in the sense of what real worship was all about, but he fell down in respect of him, and then just a moment later, he began to condemn him and say, I know you, why bother me? It just kind of showed how he was torn between trying to do good and trying to do right. By the way, that's the way it is in this life. We may want to do right and can't do right, but Jesus makes all the difference in our life. So we find that the Lord here cast out these demons, and these demons go into these 2,000 swine. They run wildly into the water and drown. And then those that saw that went into town and told the owners. This man cast out these demons, and they ran into these swine, and all of those swines now have been killed. So I imagine in their minds thinking about losing their 2,000 swine and about this crazy man that everybody knew about. So they come together to go out to check him out and see what happened. And in their mind, they're thinking about what they knew about this maniac. And they get there and they see an unusual thing happen. This man that was a menace to society, this man that was uncontrollable, this man that could not be restrained, they found him sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. You picture what had happened. Jesus had brought about a change in his life. You imagine having this legion of demons in you and wanting to do right and wanting to be normal, and all of a sudden these demons would take full control, and now he meets this man called Jesus who cast out these demons, and all of a sudden, for the first time in his life, he's got peace and joy and then a sound mind, and sitting at the feet of the one that made the difference in his life, the one that had changed him, the one that brought something in his life that no one else could. Now all of a sudden it was no longer worship in respect, but worship in love and admiration and appreciation and thankfulness for what Jesus, God Almighty, had done in his life. Now I want you to notice what happened when he came back to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to picture for a moment where you should have been and where I should have been that day, that night, that time when we got saved. We should have had a special joy and appreciation in our life. Here's the example of someone who've been delivered by Jesus and the differences made in his life. I want you to notice in verse number 17. And they begin to pray him to depart out of their coast. And by the way, when Jesus comes in and changes things, those who don't want to be changed want to get rid of him. They said, Jesus, you kind of stirring up things here. You're trying to make these people act right. We don't need that here in our area. Why don't you leave? Notice in verse 18. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil pleaded with him that he might be with him. Lord, you've changed my life. Lord, you've done something that nobody else could do. Lord, you've given me hope. Here's what I want to do. I want to get in the boat, go with you, stay with you, be with you, live with you, serve you. Nothing else is more important to me than being with the one who's made a difference in my life. What a noble thing that he did. What a wonderful desire that he had. I want to be with the one who has changed my life. I want you to notice what Jesus said to him. Verse 19. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him or allowed him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. Verse 20. He departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. I mean, this young man who'd just been delivered from a legion of demons that nobody else could restrain his crazy activity, had a desire in his heart which should be a normal thing. I want to go with Jesus. I want to be with him. I want to serve him. But Almighty God, who wants service and wants attention and wants what he offers, but right now, there's something better you can do. I want you to go and tell other people how great things God has done for you. I love this story because it reminds me of what the seasons is all about. I mean, we ought to want to be with Jesus all the time. But we've got to understand, he didn't save us just to build us and change us and for us to have all of his love and all of his attention. He said there are men, women, boys and girls out there. They need to see, hear, and know the great thing I've done for you. I want to challenge you tonight for just a few moments. With this thought in mind, showing what Jesus has done for you this Christmas season. Oh, let me tell you something. I've been around a lot of Christians. I mean, sometimes there's sadness. Sometimes there's frustration. The people are upset. They didn't get a promotion, or they didn't have what they wanted. They didn't get the gift. And all of our actions and all of our activities, sometimes we forget that the greatest thing that I have going for me is what Jesus has done for me. And he tells this man, and immediately, even though he was alone and loved the Lord and wanted to be with him, he immediately departed to the Decapolis. And they say some 10 cities there were affected because by his attitude and his action, he showed people what great things God had done for him. Now I want us to think about that very quickly. I want us to look at these four things that he told this maniac who's now clothed in his right mind. Sitting at the feet of Jesus. Can you imagine his testimony? Can you imagine what he said? I used to run in the cemetery. I used to couldn't keep my clothes on. I used to couldn't behave myself. I used to cut myself. I acted a fool. One day Jesus came by. Can you imagine over and over and over how he told the wonderful story? Nobody could help me till Jesus came along. So Jesus says, I want you to go, and I want you to tell people what great things I've done for you. And he tells them four things as an attitude we ought to have for this Christmas season. He says, first of all, go home. Go home. You know what Christmas is all about? A lot of things we do at home. What I love about Christmas is Family comes, or we go to family. We see people we don't see all year long. I mean, witnessing and love and actions and attitude. Next couple of weeks, we've got done a lot more at home than any other place. Here's what Jesus said. You got family. You got friends. You're going to eat with. You're going to be around this Christmas season. You don't have to wear Jesus first pin. You don't have to go around and do certain things. I want you to go home, show by your actions and your attitude that Jesus has done something great in your life. Some family members will have family and friends in that are not saved. You'll have some in that worship different than you. You'll have some come in that you haven't seen for a long time. They don't need to see your house. They don't need to see your wardrobe. They don't need to see all of your money. They need to see what great things Jesus has done in your life. And there's no better way to show it than your actions and your attitude, how you behave at home. Go home. Start there with your family and friends. Show them how great things Jesus has done for you. I love being with family. And by the way, whether it's just your immediate family, a family comes into town, a family you go visit, you ought to show Jesus. Every opportunity you have, I mean, they ought to be able to look at you, listen to you, watch you, and they ought to know, hey sister, hey brother, I hadn't seen you for a while, but you sure are different. Yeah, I met Jesus. He's been working on me, made a difference in my life. Go home and show family and friends how great things Jesus has done for you. The second thing he said, and tell them how great things. We ought to go home. And with by our actions and our attitude, with our family and friends, show them what Jesus has done. But we ought to go home and we ought to be keen and look and listen for every opportunity we have, wherever we may be this Christmas season. Give out the gospel to someone. We ought to be able to do that by sharing with them the truth. And if we will listen, if Christ is the very center of Christmas, if Christ is what this season is all about, is Christ the reason that of the season, then ought to have an opportunity to give out the truth and to have a testimony that I can show people Jesus Christ. Go home to your friends. Give out the gospel. How do I do that? Share the truth. Have a shining testimony, because you never know who's watching you this Christmas season. Everybody in here is not going to be happy about your gift. But y'all still have a good testimony. Everybody here is not going to have just a happy-go-lucky time all the time. But you still ought to have a shining testimony. Why? Whether it was years ago, or months ago, or days ago, Jesus did something great in my life when he saved my soul. And I have a responsibility now to shine for Jesus Christ, to let people know how great things he hath done for me. Notice verse 19 again, the third thing I want you to see tonight. He told them to go home. He said, give out the gospel. Tell them how great things. And by the way, your testimony is the greatest. Your testimony of salvation is the greatest thing you've ever given out. Let me tell you something. If you've never learned the Romans Road, if you've never learned how to go through the Scriptures, if you have learned to have a good testimony of telling somebody what Jesus Christ did in your life, you were a sinner, put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, believe that he died, was buried, was raised from the dead, and he changed your life. That's the greatest thing you can ever give out. It'll make a difference. Have a shining testimony. Give out the gospel, sharing the truth. Have a shining testimony. Then he said in verse 19, the Lord hath done for you. I can go home with my friends and family, and by my attitude and my actions, I can show them what Jesus has done for me. Every time I have an opportunity, I can give out the truth. I can have a shining testimony all the time. And when I do, I start talking. Questions come up. What makes the difference in your life? Make sure you glorify Jesus Christ. You decide you're not going to an office party during the Christmas holiday. Don't just say you don't drink. Just say, I'm a Christian. Jesus changed my life. Don't be afraid to tell people what he's done in your life. Don't be afraid to say, once I was kind of like that maniac. You know, every New Year's I made a resolution. Couldn't ever keep it one day. But one day Jesus came into my life and through his power changed my life. Don't be afraid to tell him that. Don't be afraid to praise him and let people know he's the Lord of my life. He's made the difference. I know what Christmas is all about. It's about Jesus. It's not Xmas. It's not Happy Holidays. It's Merry, Merry Christmas. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Why? He's done great things. Great things. Through his power, he changed my life. He made me what I am today. And I'll stand boldly and tell people it's all about Jesus Christ who made the difference in my life. Give all the glory to him. Whatever's been accomplished in your life, what you are today, if there's any good in you at all, it is not because you turned over a new leaf and all of a sudden you got into a good church and learned how to do right. It's all because one day Jesus changed your life. Give him the honor and glory. Go home. Go home. Show your friends. Show your family. Even though they may not go to church, they may not be Christians, and they may not know what you know, show them what Jesus did to you. And don't be afraid. And give him the glory for it. It's all because of him. And then lastly, he said, and hath had compassion. Go home, he said. Give out the gospel. Glorify the Lord. But have a gratitude of love. Gratitude of love. The maniac, before he got saved, before the demons were ever cast out, knelt before Jesus in respect. But once he was saved and the demons were cast out and he made Jesus his Savior, the reason he came when that ship was about to sail to the other side, he forgot about home, he forgot about family, forgot about everybody else. All he wanted in his life was Jesus. You know why? He was grateful. Had a grateful attitude of thanksgiving toward him. Learn how to be thankful for your salvation. Don't be a Christian who gives more thanks for getting a gift than you do to God for getting the greatest gift. A Christian has no excuse for not having a good Christmas. I didn't say being happy. I'm talking about having a great Christmas, because when there's no happiness, if you have Christ, there's joy. Be thankful. Be thankful toward him. Don't miss an opportunity to thank God for the great things he has done for you. And then be thoughtful toward other people. Christmas is about giving. Show your love. Share your life with other people. Make Christmas about glorifying God and seeking the good of somebody else. That's the spirit of Christmas that makes all the difference in the world. It's not about what I get, not about what I have. It's about the love that I have for Him that's been shed abroad in my heart that makes me want to share my life with other people. Look for an opportunity this Christmas season to be a blessing to somebody else. We can identify with that maniac. I know I can. For 30 years, my life was a mess. No peace. No joy. Made a New Year's resolution every year. Never kept it one day. Couldn't last one day. A wreck! Tried a whole lot of things. Until one Thursday night, July 22nd, someone opened up the old King James Bible, showed me what I already knew. I was lost on my way to heaven. But they showed me something I didn't know. If I put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ, who has paid the penalty of my sin, and believed that He died, spirit was raised from the dead, He would save me from it. What a difference that made in my life 37 years ago. And I hope and pray there'll never be a Christmas. As a matter of fact, I hope and pray there'll never be a day that I'm not grateful and love God for the great things He did in my life that He saved me. He didn't stop there. I could praise Him all night for the great things He has done since then. But put them all together, not one deserves more praise and thankfulness for the one He did July 22nd, 1976, when He saved my soul. I'll tell you the attitude of the season. It's not about things. It's not even about what I have or don't have. It's not even about trying to find a way to be happy. It's all about the great thing He has done for us. And it's the will of God this Christmas season when family comes here and we go to family and friends we see, people we meet. We go home and all of our family and all of our friends, what great things He's done. Look for an opportunity. Give out the gospel. Have a shining testimony that people can see Jesus in our lives. And may God help us to be grateful. So grateful. And have a thankful attitude and appreciation toward Him that comes down in my heart when it's seen and I start sharing with other people so that they can see the love of God has been shed abroad in my heart and it's been demonstrated how I share with other people. That's the attitude that I make Christmas for the soul of God. Let's bow our heads and pray. Our Father,